This is an excerpt from my book, Like a Mule Bringing Ice Cream to the Sun. On my first night, they wheeled me into the dining hall, but I haven't been back since. I keep remembering the man who repeatedly lifted an empty fork from his plate to his toothless mouth. One of the aides would sometimes come to his rescue, but as soon as the aide left to help someone else, he returned to shoveling air between his gums. I've named the poor man Santiago, the one who tries not to think, only to endure. That's why I find it better to stay in my room, in the company of my own thoughts, with my one book of poetry, delighting in Satin Legs Smith. So I think in many ways this book is a homage to writers that I've admired. So in that little excerpt, for example, the reference to Santiago was me thinking of Ernest Hemingway's The Old Man and the Sea and his protagonist, Santiago. And, you know, I also mentioned the character of Satin Leg Smith. This is a character that Gwendolyn Brooks speaks of in her poetry. So Gwendolyn Brooks was the first African-American Pulitzer Prize winner. And I just love the simplicity of some of her poems, poems like The Bean Counters, which is about old age, the poem We Real Cool. And, you know, I love the simplicity of her work and also just the wonderful, vivid characters such as Satin Leg Smith. And there's a poem of hers called The Sundays of Satin Leg Smith. And it ends, you know, contemplating death in a way. So there's a part of this poem that I'll just read to you. At Joe's Eats, you get your fish or chicken on meat platters with coleslaw, macaroni, candied sweets, coffee and apple pie. You go out full. The end is, isn't it, all that really matters? And even and intrepid come the tender boots of night to home.